Well, I would just say that that's going to be illegal. That's a felony under the new rules for a provider to cut off access to a health plan. Currently, it's the USCDI version two. It's version one in the law. They have to figure out how to upgrade the law to incorporate version two. But every element in the USCDI, which is a pretty comprehensive medical record, kind of a snapshot of a medical record, has to be made available to the health plan and to the patient pretty damn soon. We're talking the first part of 2022. This is no joke, and this is where I'm astounded, because I think many providers, and I can't say that's the case in Massachusetts, though I think there are some providers here. I really believe there's a sense that if they overlook this, or if they hold it in abeyance, that it will be delayed. And CMS and the administration has shown absolutely no patience whatsoever with that stance. So I think health plans who are finding themselves running up against EMRs who are trying to monetize data and the availability of data from their records have the weight of the law behind them. That is not okay. And providers who try to monetize their data exchanges with health plans directly is not okay, unless it's purely at cost, or something very close to at cost, if it's an extraordinary effort. And going forward, it's not going to be, it's not going to command a very high premium to get data from the health plan or from the provider who's treating a member. I think you're absolutely right, Hillary, that, there's this, it's very difficult to pull quality data. That's how our whole effort started, was to help quality measures get going. And the idea of these hybrid measures that require access to the EMR for chart scrapes and chart reviews is seen as unnecessary friction and information blocking as far as the rules are concerned. So, I think there's going to be for providers a ruder awakening than there is going to be for health plans around how permeable their data systems have to become. They get to keep some data for themselves, but in 2023, they're supposed to send everything. I mean, it may not have to be fire, though it probably will be by then, but they have to send the entire medical record, because the health plan's responsible for moving that to the next health plan. So I hope you succeed. I hope you're able to wield a little paper or something that shows that you have the rights to do what you're doing, but extracting tolls from health plans trying to get data from providers is not okay in the leg,